I'm Susan Turnbull. On behalf of myself, Robert Chaddock, Almedina, and Richard Spivak, we'd like to welcome you to this expedition workshop, Expedition Workshop 74, Overcoming I.O. Bottlenecks in Full Data Path Processing in our very large ultra-scale data sets, looking to advance our ability to do the type of end-to-end processing that is important in all of our settings. I'm going to take just a couple minutes to give you a backdrop to the workshop series overall. Then I'm going to turn to Robert Chaddock, who will set the tone for today's workshop and walk through the agenda. And as I get underway, I also would just like to request that the individuals joining us remotely please refresh the browser, because we've updated the agenda with some more slides. And I'll mention for those of you in the room with your laptops, we do have all of the slides already posted at the Wiki agenda. That's a little more complete form with the abstracts and the bios of our speakers as well, and hopefully you picked up the agenda. So this workshop series began a little over 4 years ago. It is a workshop series. At the highest level, what we're trying to do is transcend the insularity that seems to occur across our large federal organization. I actually sit in an intergovernmental solutions office at GSA, so we're trying to overcome the insularity that impedes progress across the levels of government. And so once a month, we take some time to organize around a common purpose that's really larger than any institution, including our federal government, to appreciate those potentials and realities. And really, the emphasis is on the quality of the dialogue that can and has led to collaborative prototyping, but really the improved communication at the multiple crossroads. This can be both the science side of the government, as well as more the service operations side, as well as I'm sure all of you are familiar, and many of you represent very diverse areas of expertise. And what we would hope, and the reason we continue with the workshop series, is it does serve to help individuals who are interested to get a larger sense of perspective on whatever problem that they might be addressing. And that's very much a part of today's workshop. We think that this is part of the conducive conditions for breakthrough innovations. We really believe that the best future is one where the different forms of expertise can lightly intersect and have sufficient levels of shared understanding. And this is in keeping with what we are doing overall in our enterprise architecture, moving from, in our cultural orientation, moving from a need to know, need to share, to really a build to share architecture. Now, given all that, we can already be close to overwhelmed with the volume of activity and progress in our own settings. And so how is it that we can draw from many more disciplines where there might be loaded terms and not a shared framework? So part of what we're trying to do is to be informed and improve our discernment in light of the complexity of our multiple forms of expertise. We've formed any number of communities of practice, and part of our watchword is the open collaboration and open standards. I won't dwell on this, but some of you probably know the story of the VASA. This was to be the flagship of the Swedish king, so there were no expenses held back, but it was of a scale. Even though the best builders, the best expertise, the best resources were brought to bear upon this beautiful, beautiful ship, it sunk as it left the safety of the Stockholm harbor. Now, there's different stories, and you can turn to Wikipedia, but one that I found fascinating is the recording that the captain of the ship had his men run up and back across the deck of the ship. And he had to call off the test because the ship was listing too much, you know, the physics, the perhaps a lack of ballast. But that was not communicated. There perhaps were other things as well. But the long and short of it is, in many situations now, the scale of the problem, the complexity, the global nature requires work beyond a scale, beyond what we've done before. And so what is it that we also need to improve upon to succeed? This is a bit of a mantra for our workshop series. In design, we either hobble or support people's natural ability to express forms of expertise, and we hope to be able to support that. Very quickly, the workshop series has multiple co-sponsors, including my office at GSA. Also, I co-chair an emerging technology subcommittee under the CIO Council. Also, we are delighted in particular for this workshop. All of the workshop series are supported by the Subcommittee on Networking and Information Technology R&D. This workshop in particular is reflected in the joint planning by three coordinating groups. I co-chair the Social, Economic, and Workforce Implications of IT. Joining us is Robert Chaddick from the Human-Computer Interaction and Information Management IC, and Almedina from High End Computing. Now I think I'm just going to probably skip through these, but this would be, and this is posted on the site if you're interested, this can take drill down one more level into our Emerging Technology Subcommittee. Again, what we care about is the types, the workshop series and the types of activities that allow us to move beyond our stovepipes, and we kind of think of it as wind chimes. We're not about changing boundaries, but enabling that greater alignment and attunement for better progress overall. We also have an emerging technology lifecycle process. Owen Amber is here. He has retired from Department of Interior, but he was the lead for this particular activity. Jim Disbro is our current program manager. I believe he'll be here also. The workshop series are part of the CIO Council strategic plan, and we've learned a lot over the years, and we feel again that this particular workshop series does fill a missing gap in being able to draw out and improve the type of dialogue around the whole picture. It's so easy to kind of suboptimize on parts but not get the whole perspective, and the pace of change and the complexity requires a little bit different way of organizing that can improve the governance and the allocation of better. I won't dwell on this one either, but we've used quite effectively a combination of lightweight collaboration tools that hold this community together and any number of communities of practice. We've done real policy work for OMB in 180 days. We developed the framework for the meta model framework for data and information sharing in the federal government. It's clear over the years that we're not in a position to be able to draw quickly enough from the innovations out there, to draw from the good work happening in our national labs and elsewhere. And again, this becomes kind of that frontier outpost for the people like yourselves who have important work to do, but you're open and interested to learn from others in other settings. Questions that we continually ask as we continue to organize in lightweight ways that we hope will encourage the trust and agility, creativity that's needed. We work from cross-boundary scenarios, and we feel that there's a real scaffolding role for our lightweight Web 2.0 tools. Again, you know, the lightweight annotations, the kind of the leaving the tracks if you're climbing the mountain, that base camp guides and expertise is real critical, and we think some of our lightweight tools can play that role. I'm going to turn now to Robert Chaddick, and Almedina, who will speak to the particulars of our workshop today.
I'm Bob Chaddick. I'm the principal technologist of the National Archives for the Electronic Records Archives program. I also have the privilege of serving in appointments to the Executive Office of the President, National Coordination Office for the coordination of technology research contributing to the information management program area, human-computer interaction and information management. One of the aspects of the privilege of today is really in the notion of the title of the Collaborative Expedition Series, for those of you who haven't attended these events previously, is the opportunity for us to collectively explore the issues related to end-to-end, highly scalable data management, where the aspirations of transformative science to be able to support innovation in institutional processing of vast amounts of information to support the national defense, the economic development, American competitiveness, the private sector, really is predicated in many respects, I would assert, on the opportunity and the promise of being able to manage information effectively as the world of high-performance computing also includes an emerging facet of data-intensive computing, where the role of visualization of different technologies, of data management tools, also fundamentally includes the requirement to manage elements and to be able to feed data through the file systems and storage and data management tools and systems architectures and all of the richness and aspects of engineering and research and operations. The recognition of that in the context of contemporary computing, both in terms of operations and research, is actually confirmed today. And one of the aspects of today, as Susan mentioned, is today's workshop is actually identified in the President's agenda for federal research and engineering in the President's 2009 supplement for federal information research. For those of you that are familiar with this document, what you'll actually see is the aspects of today's workshop, both supporting on page 11 the notion of a joint workshop on holistic data management, full data path management, but it also is identified in the areas of page 5, which is the elements of high-performance research and computing involving file systems and I.O. The pieces that go with today is in many respects, as I look across the room, I know many of you for most of my academic and my professional career. But across the aspects of today's agenda, where we have today, in many respects, as best as we can determine in research, is the opportunities to bring together for the first time researchers and experts in the areas of contributing file systems and I.O., which is today has been supported for many years through the federal government's HEC University Research Initiative that falls under Almandina's directive in the National Science Foundation's Computer and Information Science and Engineering Directorate. It also, what we have is areas involving storage and storage technologies, which is, in some respects, I would assert, is a closely related area, but in some respects also constitutes an area of priority and work that, for example, produces and publishes in different venues. But also we all have people here today from the area of management research, which is typically and for many years has been coordinated by the federal government under the program area that is called Human-Computer Interaction and Information Management. So in the preparatory work that leads to today is really the opportunity if the aspirations of looking at data-intensive computing across an entire data path is the unprecedented opportunity for us to bring together people into the same room at the same time. So this is the aspect of being able to present relevant research, findings, developments across three, what I would assert, are complementary areas of work and interest, but also in the sense of being able to stage it in one comprehensive environment. So in the sense of making available the benefits of this work, also as a contribution to the fact base of federal decision-making with respect to potential research, but also the translation of this understanding into operational systems, and is one of the roles assigned to research, which is to contribute to the fact base for the acquisition of systems and for the development of activities. So what with Susan's contributions, with Almandina's contributions from the different areas of the program areas, what we have is really an opportunity to address areas of research, areas of operations, potential discussions involving involving you all. Today is purposefully set up to promote interaction. This is not a workshop that it will be a series of presentations here from the podium, but really is the opportunity, since many of you all know each other, but I would doubt seriously whether everybody knows everybody, is also the opportunity to promote your synergy in the context of your own work. A couple of procedural points. As I understand it, we have some folks that are still trapped at the National Science Foundation visitor desk. We've made multiple attempts to rescue them and to bring them up. As I also understand, we also have people trapped in the Washington area mass transit system. What we've had is we have 90 registrants to today's workshop. So I would presume as the morning progresses, we will progressively rescue people from their respective places, and the day will fill up. For those of you that are actually posters that will contribute to the poster session for this afternoon, one of the things I would say is that one of the breaks this morning or through the day, please just hand me your poster or Susan or Almandina, and what we will do is we will make the logistical arrangements to post that in the context, again, of being able to present what we believe are exemplars of research, of results, of understanding in the areas of highly scalable data management for the elements of moving from computing that is petabytes and petaflops to exabytes and exaflops and beyond is informed where the priority is the ability to optimize and to effectively manage data at extraordinary scale. So in that respect, you know, this is one of the genesis of today's, where what we would see in it is the opportunity to fuel the synergy across multiple areas of work. So today, in many respects, as a collaborative expedition, is our joint discovery of how to communicate and perhaps how to accelerate our activities in our respective areas. So with that, thank you for coming. And what I'll do is I'll turn the podium back to Susan.